This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Kansas City suburb of Shawnee has apologized after Kris Kobach, the controversial right-wing Secretary of State running for governor, appeared in a parade atop a Jeep with what appeared to be a large gun mounted on the back. Observers were stunned. Kobach's campaign claimed it was a replica. International Association of Machinists won their first election for a bargaining unit at Boeing's huge plant in South Carolina by 104-65 in a unit of 178 flight line maintenance and production workers. House of Representatives voted unanimously for an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019, stating that the statute does not authorize the use of military force against Iran. This is significant in light of this administration's recent actions, which appear to set the stage for a U.S. attack on Iran. A ruling by the European Court of Human Rights in 2011 found that a publicly displayed cross was a passive symbol, not a form of indoctrination, and thus something European countries could allow according to their history and tradition. Protests in Nicaragua continue with marches on Mother's Day for those who had lost children in earlier protests. At least 15 were killed, though, bringing the total to over 100. Federal oversight of New York City's housing is part of a deal that would include expenditures of $1 billion over 4 years to improve the apartments where 400,000 poor and working-class New Yorkers live. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, 110 Confederate monuments have been removed nationwide since 2015 in the aftermath of the South Carolina church shooting. Supreme Court, in a narrow ruling that avoided the free speech issue or the ability of someone to discriminate, held that a baker in the Colorado case did not have to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. President Trump is claiming he has the right to pardon himself and is now claiming extraordinary powers over the justice and legal system. Of the roughly 8.3 billion metric tons of plastics produced worldwide since the 1950s, about 6.3 billion have been thrown away, according to a 2017 study in the journal Science Advances. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.